Jocelyn here. Welcome to Business Accelerator Podcast, where I share with you stories, strategies, and tips to fast-track your business results. Let's dive into today's episode. Hello, my friends. Thank you so much for tuning in to another wonderful episode of Magnetic Business Accelerator. I'm so happy that you are here. I don't take that for granted that you make time to listen. So I want to make sure that I over-deliver and always give you wonderful content, insights, and stories that can really inspire you when you tune in to these episodes. So let's get started. I want to share 6 amazing habits that can really help you create more freedom in your business, so that you can live your best life on earth. Are you ready? How many of you are ready and excited? Put up your hands wherever you are and go, that's me. First one, I wanted to share with you a powerful practice that you can implement very quickly, anywhere, anytime. And it's the power of visualization. It is actually tuning into who you are, tuning into your mind, being still, and really spend time really meditating on what do you want to see in your ideal day, what do you want to achieve, whether you walk into that position, you smell, you touch, you see, and you experience the success that is already available to you. Imagine when you do that every single day for 5 to 10 minutes, and that you do that and you witness how your future self is guiding you from where you are to where you want to be, and achieving those goals and having those clarity and the steps. And every time when you complete that visualization, you note down the steps so that you can implement them. It is going to take you to a whole nother level very quickly, very fast, and that you will see results coming through. So 10 minutes of visualization every single day is going to really accelerate your business success and make your life so enjoyable as well. If your mind can conceive it, your heart can believe it, then you can achieve it. That's what Muhammad Ali said. And so that's my invitation. Think about how powerful this tool can be. It's available to you, and that you can really access that anywhere, anytime, and accomplish so much when you implement that. So that's my invitation. I hope that you will consider really taking time to do it, whether it's morning, afternoon, wherever that suits you best in your schedule. I like to do that in the morning because that sets up my day. And also, it gives me a lot of opportunity to set the tone, meet the right people, ensure that I am on high value energy cycle, creating content from a place of abundance. And that is where I operate out of. So I hope that you will really integrate this habit if you have not already done so. And if you are already a seasoned practitioner, I want to invite you to take it deeper and visualize it even more, and that allow it to come to you faster, quicker, and that you are going to really experience some really powerful results in your life that you can write back and share with us that report as well. So 10 minutes of visualization in stillness alongside with beautiful music is wonderful. The next thing I want to share with you is morning routine. Every morning, I set aside 3 to 7 minutes, depending on the day. It's my time to really set the tone and squash all the limiting beliefs. You know, things that come up that blocks me or keeps me small or hinder me from moving forward. I question my brain and I journal that, and I ask myself, why? Why do I avoid it? Why do I resist it? What is it that is getting in my way that I am not willing to move forward? And as I journal that, as I go deeper, as I really ask myself the why questions, I begin to really see what I can shift and what is in my power and what is in my control. And that practice is powerful to squash all the limiting beliefs that could hold me back, keep me small, and keep me stuck. And that, my friend, if you do that every single day, 3 to 7 minutes, however much time or short time that you can devote to, start small, you will simply allow so much transformation to happen in your world. And I'm excited that, you know, when you do that, you will experience how you feel differently about things, how you see different things, how you take action, and how you stay away from inaction. And so that is a wonderful, powerful method to squash limiting beliefs. Are you ready for point number three? Fuel your brain. Fuel your brain with goodness. And so the way I fuel my brain with goodness is that I always make sure that I feed it with materials, information, resources that can really, really enhance where I want to move forward into. To give you an example, I will read books that can help me move forward. I will listen to audiobooks that can help me enhance studies that I want to do, research that I'm working on, or it will inspire me. So podcast channels, listen to them. I listen to my mentor's podcast. I listen to audiobooks that can give me knowledge and insight when I study about a particular topic. I read physical books. Physical books are great when I touch them. I can underline them. I can remember which page I can go back and revisit. But I want to invite you, what sort of resources you have in your toolkit that you can access to fuel your brain so that your tank is always to the overflowing. That when you meet someone, you get to share and be resourceful and empower them. And that is such a powerful blessing you are to the world. So integrate that and avoid listening to news media that is pulling you down, not feeding your brain, not helping you move forward quicker and faster. And also separate yourself intentionally. Create very healthy boundaries with people who are low vibration, people who are not wanting to come forward and move forward in life. It is an intentional move to separate yourself from people who are not going to really support and fuel your brain. So take note of that and be very aware of that and that you can move forward quicker and faster. Are you ready for point four? My favorite things to do around point four is to identify money-making activities in my business every single day. I've learned this from lots of mistakes, lots of staying in indulging in worry, staying in frustration, procrastinating, or really just thinking that I need to be perfect. And so this type of low vibration that I've learned from over the years kept me small and didn't help me progress. And so now running my own practice, running my own business, I start to identify what are the quality money making activities that I need to fill in my schedule every single day. Are they productive? Are they moving me forward? Are they helping my clients? Are they giving me quality, substantial data and evidence that I am adding value in someone else's life? Even if I do it for one soul at a time, that is one soul at a time that I'm helping someone else. And so I am passionate about thinking about how I can move my business forward with activities. So a couple of examples that can move you forward is to build connection with people after a networking event, one-on-one connection, have a conversation, bring clarity in the conversation, and then make introductions for other people. Those are really powerful habits that we can develop in order to support someone else, and that I believe the universe will bring the right people across our path when we start to really add value and help someone else. Great money-making activity is to really think about how we can create quality content, how your content can serve someone when they read it, or when you do a podcasting, how that podcast can serve someone that they can walk away with tangible tips or strategies that can help them feel better and feel lighter, and that connects them, and that when they're ready, they'll come into your world, they will buy your product and service because it doesn't have to feel salesy and icky. It just feels so right working with someone. Other money-making activities is also making sure that you attend networking events with the right intention in your heart. So making sure that alignment is so clean making sure that you show up with the right energy behind why you do what you do, and really, really think positively about scenarios that can help you move your business forward. So I would list down 3 to 5 that I could follow through throughout the day, and that those are money-making activities that I can focus on. Things that eat up my energy, like scrolling the phone and dwelling on things that I have no control of, things that are eating up my energy when I'm thinking about perfectionism, that I need certain things to be perfect. Those are energy that I recognize now, and they are not going to move my business forward. So I will not spend too much time on them and quickly identify and replace them with activities that are beneficial for my business. And I hope that you do the same as well. Ready for number 5. For number 5, I wanted to introduce something that is not foreign to you, something that you already know, something that you probably read, see, hear a million thousand times, and you probably practice that. And this serves you as a reminder if you always practice prioritizing your health. And when you put your health first, when you think about how much health is wealth to start off with, they are foundation, you are able to really move forward with so much more comfort and ease. What I do, I make sure that I drink enough water, because water fuels my body and it gives me a lot of clarity. And I love having water by myself, like making sure that I drink clean water, making sure that I do workout, go to the gym, go to the beach for a walk. I love the beach walk because it gives me so much fresh air, and I could really think differently when I'm out by the beach. And I'm very blessed because I live by the beach. I go to the gym several times a week. I do a workout and I do weights. I do classes. I do yoga. I do Pilates. And so what are those things that you can build your muscle up? What are those things that you can feel that you are working out those activities energize, that you're recharged? I'm also very intentional around what I feed my body. And so I want to eat good food, food that, you know, are not processed. I steer away from carbs and sugar. And so anything that's flour and sugar, I steer away from them, because I know that when I eat healthy food, lots of grains and, you know, protein, they are good things for my body, for my organs. And so something that you might want to reevaluate, reassess on your habits of, you know, how you prioritize your health and disconnect. Like, I intentionally disconnect from work. I can be fully present with my partner, Mark, and that when we have conversation, I'm not distracted by, you know, things that I need to do for my work. I am fully present when we spend time together, and I don't work on weekends. I don't work after hours. And so I'm always having fun now. And I've learned from my corporate life that I was always working. I could not turn off. I will be thinking about work at 3 a.m. in the morning in the past. But now I learned so much about who I am, what I stand for, how I want to run my company. And so thinking about how I do that intentionally is vital. And that is how we prioritize our health as well. When we have good enough sleep, we can make quality decisions. We are not feeling fuzzy. We are clear with the steps that we are taking. And so I encourage you to do the same, and that you prioritize your health equally, and stop overworking. When you want to find a solution, more work doesn't mean that it's going to get you more results. And so sometimes it's really taking time out. Make sure that you have plan for the next travel, next location that you want to go out and spend time. I've got a few staycations coming up next month, and we are going away in September and October for holidays. We've got plans for December already. What are yours? What are you planning to do for your holiday plans? What are the exciting places that you want to visit? Think about that. Start now. And so I encourage you to do that. The final habit that I wanted to offer you is find a mentor, find a coach. It is so important for all of us to have a mentor or a coach, at least one or two, paid one. And the reason why I really encourage you to think about having a paid coach or mentor is because people who pay pay attention. And when we invest something, there's that exchange of energy that we will implement and that the results are different. And every time when I invest energy, time, and finances into hiring coaches that are really serving me, I can see how fast my business is transforming. And so I invite you to do that. If you are not quite a believer in investing in yourself, you are the best asset to invest in. Your brain, your mindset, the way you work, really, really need and can do with guidance and support by mentors and coaches who are 20, 50, 100 times ahead of you. And I hire people who are 100 times ahead of me because I want to learn from them. I want my brain to be stretched to think so differently, to really understand there are so much possibilities out there and there's someone there who is willing to share their journey. And I surround myself with mentors. I consistently look for mentors, ask questions, bounce off ideas. I pay them. I show up in all my coaching sessions. I implement what I learn from them. And I become their best clients. And when I'm the best clients, I also attract the best client. And that is quite a strategy, right? When you pay for someone to help you, you know that you pay attention. And likewise, when your clients pay you, they will do the same because it's the law of attraction. And so inviting you to think about who are your mentors, who are your coaches. Always remember that, you know, when you see sports athletes, they hire professional coaches. They have coaches travel with them, giving them guidance, sitting through their game, giving them pointers, letting them know where they did really well, where they didn't do well, and how they could do differently. And so all of us in our life need coaches, whether you need a parent who can coach you to be a better parent. You could have a weight loss coach that can help you lose your last 10 pounds. You could have a relationship coach that can help you learn to communicate powerfully so your marriage is built on solid foundation. You could have a business coach to help you accelerate from, you know, making 200,000 to 250,000 to 500,000, making 2 million to 5 million. Every single level of your business, you require different structure, different solution, different methods, different system. And so you need someone to be able to guide you on that. And, you know, there's so many different specialized coaches. And so reach out where it will support you because the more you get guidance, the more you are doing it for yourself as an asset for your company and that you will enjoy it and you will learn so much quicker and faster. Your life will be absolutely amazing with the right coach or the right mentor and that continue to grow with them. I have coaches that I work with for 3 years already, and I continue to watch them grow. They continue to excel. They continue to evolve, and I evolve as well when they grow. And so I'm excited to always stay very faithful with, you know, coaches that continue to impart and continue to grow and continue to deepen my relationship with them. And I want to invite you to do the same as well for yourself. And so those are the 6 amazing habits that I want to invite you to consider. You may already have done a number of them, and that is wonderful. So I invite you to go deeper. I invite you to think about how you can take it deeper for yourself and access yourself even more. If you have not developed this habit yet, let me invite you to start thinking about how you can integrate maybe 1 or 3, and then over time you might integrate all of them. But start small. And have a habits tracker to see how you're progressing. I know that when you start something new, sometimes you get distracted easily. It's not always easy to build new habits. But if you track it, you will see progress. And like James Clear from Atomic Habits, the book have, you know, disclosed to us, that even if you make change 1% at a time, 1% at a time is going to take you forward. So by the end of the week, you got 7%. By the end of 365 days, you are growing 365%. Just imagine how amazing is that? And I can promise when you do 1% a day, you will compound the growth. I've watched that. I've seen that for decades in my life. And I know that for anyone committed to building good, solid habits, you are guaranteed of your success. And so I want to wish you well, because I know that success is inevitable for all of us. And I invite you to do it. Come on a journey with me. And I hope that everything that I shared in this episode is going to really, really motivate you to take massive action. So let's go, let's have fun, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye for now. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Would you be so kind to share this episode with 3 friends? And I would be so grateful if you could give me a 5-star review so I can reach people with my message. And I will see you next time. Bye for now.